work for the auto industry or not are on pins and needles. Let's remind you of what's going on in California. A budget snag last night continues to hold tens of thousands of workers in the California state government hostage. Here's one of them right here from Sacramento.
A lot of state workers and, you know, a lot of people that come in here are being affected by it. The first Furlough Friday, we were busy, but I'm thinking that every time they have Furlough Friday, we're not going to be busy because they're not going to have money. You know?
Well, obviously, a lot of people in California are also on pins and needles. I mean, she isn't somebody who's losing her job. And that, of course, was Val Simmons, who works at the Cornerstone Restaurant in Midtown Sacramento.
Talking about Furlough Friday.
Yeah. What is Furlough Friday?
Right, well, it's when they get the notices. And already some of the notices have been sent out of people who are going to be laid off if they can't make a deal. There's a $42 billion budget gap. The other sort of pins and needles issue Barack Obama referred to yesterday in his speech, talking about people on pins and needles over their own mortgages.
We must stem the spread of foreclosures and falling home values for all Americans and do everything we can to help responsible homeowners stay in their homes. And we will need to do everything in the short term to get our economy moving again.
It's expected another $50 billion announcement from the Obama administration on just people in danger of foreclosure. Finally, Pete Ron, director of the Missouri Department of Transportation, you're still there, right?
Yes, I am.
You know, we talked at the top about how sort of symbolically important it is to get this bridge built, the number one first stimulus project in the nation. How important is that to the morale of people in Missouri who are worried about their jobs, do you think, before we go?
Well, I think it's very important. What we're talking about is putting people to work. We're going to support about 250 jobs with the project we launched yesterday, people that were being laid off by the contractor who now have jobs.
So do you see people getting smiles on their faces when they hear what you're saying?
Well, they were yesterday when we launched the project. There were a lot of happy construction workers there.
Well,
I think this is important to also demonstrate to the country that the highway industry can be a factor in addressing the problems of the recession.
Well, Pete Ron, director of the Missouri Department of Transportation, there's a great snapshot of the U.S. economy there from Missouri to Detroit and back. Thanks so much.
Oh, you're very welcome.